confusion.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Milton Purcell, please?
This is he.
All right, sir. And, are you in a place where you can talk safely and open on your phone? I know we're calling you. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Does anyone in the household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Yes,
no.
Or no?
No.
All right.
No.
And are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
All right, Judge.
Yes.
Just to make sure we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race? Are you white, African American, or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, or American
I'm
Indian,
an African-
or a mixed
American.
Race?
I'm an African American.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. All right. I know I see you a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 election for president and Congress?
I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote the Democratic Party.
Would that be definitely vote or probably vote?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, sir. And just for qualification purpose for this survey, what is your age?
I'm 65.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections?
Yes, it's very,
less
very
important.
Important.
Okay,
very,
very
important.
All right, sir, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or Democrat?
Yes, I'm a Democrat.
You told me
I'm a Democrat.
Democrat.
I'm a Democrat.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Yes, strong Democrat, strong.
Okay, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes.
Strongly approve or just strongly approve, sir?
Strongly approve.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
I'm satisfied.
Satisfied, okay. In your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse, sir?
It's getting better.
Getting better, okay. All right, and thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, do you think what do you think the elections should be most about? Bringing in new leadership and making change, you know, with the first woman of color president, growing opportunities for everyone to get, you know, to get ahead and thrive, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality, equality from being rolled back, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination, and racism.
Equality from rolling stuff back.
Okay, not rolling back, right? What that we want,
right,
okay, and
right.
Let me read because you can pick two. Okay, let me read the rest of them. Okay, not going back to Trump years of division and chaos, stopping the destructive policy agenda of Project 2025, improving K-12 public education in our schools and making college more affordable, stopping the Supreme Court from rolling back our rights and freedoms, tackling inflation and improving the economy, or protecting, you know, and preserving our democracy and freedoms?
You're all that.
Well, pick one to be the most important one to you, okay?
The most important one is the Supreme Court.
Okay, let me see. Supremacy, discrimination, racism, right? Combating the rights of...
Right.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and... Now I'm going to let me rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay, like a neutral. You can use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, okay, the first one will be Kamala Harris from 0 to 100.
I like her a lot, 100.
100. Okay, Republicans in Congress.
0.
0. Project 2025.
Oh, I'm against that. I'm 100% against it.
But, you know, remember, if you're against it, you got to go down. You know, I'm favorable.
Okay,
so
0.
0. Okay, Joe Biden.
100.
100. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
0. Democrats in Congress.
100. I like Democrat.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
Zero.
Jill Stein.
Jill Stein. Zero.
Zero. And Donald Trump.
Less than zero.
Oh, okay. Well, zero will do it. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Green Party candidate Kamala Harris. All right. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Vice President Harris and what she's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
She's doing what she's supposed to do. She's the vice
president. Have you heard, seen, or?
Yeah. I mean, when I look at the TV, looking at TV,
okay.
I mean, you know.
Okay. Okay, sir, and what have you read, seen, or heard recently about Vice President Harris that make you, more or less, would that make you more or less favorable towards her?
It'll make me more because she is trying to do the work of the people, far as I'm concerned. Because now she's the vice president, and she can't do nothing. Because if you do anything, she's going to cut the president's throat. So she don't do that. She's supposed to sit back. Vice president don't do nothing until after you get a chance.
Okay, sir. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Okay, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president.
Right.
5 is somewhat, and 0 means it's not convincing at all. But you can pick any number, okay? All right, in November, we have a sample choice, okay? Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. Kamala Harris served the people, as a young assistant district attorney, working her way up the attorney general of California. She stood up for abused women and put sex predators in prison. Trump has, had dozens of sexual misconduct, accusations, and was found guilty
of
sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against, abusive big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Harris has been taking down criminals like Trump
career. Wall Street Bank.
Okay, and with our support, she will do it again in November to save our democracy. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing in your opinion? But you can
put it in number. That's very convincing. Very convincing.
Okay.
Meaning that if she was to be, in the office, I'm with her.
Okay. All right. The other one says Donald Trump says he will repeal Obamacare, removing protections from pre-existing conditions, and eliminating health insurance for millions of Americans.
Yes,
okay, Kamala Harris understands how working families struggle to cover the cost of health care. As a vice president, Harris led a successful, campaign to lower maternal death rates, help, reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans.
Yes,
and helped pass the rules
to
keep millions of Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of pre-existing conditions. Would you say that's not convincing?
That.
So what number would you give it from 0 to 10?
10.
All right, sir. And this November, we have the historic opportunity to vote for change. We have the chance, to vote for Kamala Harris as not just the first woman to be president, but also the black, woman to hold the highest office in the
black
country.
Black and Indian.
Harris is more than just history, and this election is about more than just her background. Voting for Harris gives us a chance, to take our country in a new direction and give voice to new generations that are finishing for change and racial justice. Would you say
equality,
that's not convincing,
right.
or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Look, 10. I'm for Kamala. I'm for her.
Okay. Okay.
I'm
going to read you the last one. the last ones, okay? Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down the cost of making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs and stopping surprise medical bills. Billing, you know. She's willing to crack down on price gouging, big corporations, and on the junk fees that companies, you know, mysteriously add on. We have to elect someone who has a plan to make our lives affordable again so that we can get ahead, okay? Would you say that's not convincing?
I'm on the same team with you, my friend.
What number would you give it from convincing or not convincing on that one, from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay.
10.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, we almost are done with this survey. Okay, let me ask you again if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel
West,
Independent Robert F.
That's the one. That's Kamala Harris.
Which one? Kamala Harris.
We're on the same
okay,
team.
You,
Kamala
sir.
Harris. We're on the same team, my friend.
Okay, and let me ask you again, okay, now that we have talked a little more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same to you?
So
be much more or just somewhat more?
Much more. It's much more important.
Okay, sir, and how often do you receive information about the world in politics from social media? Very often.
Phone ringing all the time.
So very often.
My phone ringing all the time. I just talked to somebody just 5 minutes before you called.
So would that be very often?
Getting on my nerves, but I don't want to. You know, I don't want to offend nobody. But you know.
All right, sir. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive most of the information? Would that be YouTube, Twitter, or X? Facebook, Instagram,
YouTube,
TikTok, and what else? What about Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok?
Facebook
or Twitter?
Facebook, just YouTube and Facebook.
All right, sir. Switching gears a bit. I really thank you for your time for helping with this survey. Okay, I know it's it's a hassle to be wanting to help.
Look, long as you vote, you're going to vote, right?
Yes, sir. Okay, and the last few questions.
As long as you don't vote for Donald Trump, I'm good.
The last few questions for statistical purpose only, for qualification purposes. What was the last year of schooling that you have completed? So from first to 11th grade, high school graduate, college.
I'm a high school graduate.
All right. And are you married? Married? I'm married. Living with a partner?
Yeah, I'm married.
Separated?
I'm married with my wife.
Then do you have any children 18 years of age, younger, living with in
the
house?
Yeah, I have three children older than 18.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself to be very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm moderate. I'm a liberal on some and I'm conservative on some. I think everybody is.
But what would be your best, very conservative or moderate?
Moderate.
Okay, all right, we'll go with that one. All right, sir, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would that be
every
twice
Sunday.
A week or more? Every week?
Sunday.
Once or twice, so every week, right?
Once a week.
Okay, every week. All right, and thinking about your neighborhood that you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh, we're about half and half.
About half, okay. All right, sir, and how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say urban, suburban, or rural?
God, it's rural.
Rural, okay. All right, sir, and in were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No, everybody's born right here in the United States.
And were one of your parents born outside the United States?
No, everybody's born right here.
Okay, and were you born outside the United States, yes or no?
Nope, I was born right here.
Okay. All right, sir. And the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Yeah, I can identify. I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing. Some people gay. I ain't got no problem with nobody being gay, if that's what you mean.
Okay. No, this has been you identify as a member of the LGBTQ
community. Oh, no. I'm a straight man.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. All right. Just want to make it clear. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. This concludes our survey, and we did great, right? So I really appreciate your time, sir.
Yeah, we did,
have a great
man.
Evening.
We sure did. All right. It's been a good time talking to you.
All right. You have a great day, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, buddy. Bye.